Golden Smog is a side project for veterans of rock bands such as Wilco, the Jayhawks, Soul Asylum, and lesser-known groups. Golden Smog has put out three albums since 1992, and the group's new fourth collection, called Another Fine Day, got rock critic Ken Tucker thinking about the pleasures and perils of musicians moonlighting from their day jobs.
That's the title song from Golden Smog's album Another Fine Day, on which Gary Louris, former member of the Jayhawks, sings in an attractive moan about the not-so-fine day he's having. Like a lot of the music Golden Smog makes here, it's very pretty and very melancholy. This persistent paradox, woeful beauty, dominates all of the subjects and styles on which these musicians have chosen to collaborate.
Well, I saw you at the station. It was after the election. Downcast, they were calling. Your behavior was appalling. At the feet of the blessed, your hair burned my hand. Are you happy where you are? Well, I knew.
In the 60s and 70s, you had supergroups like Cream and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Sometime after that, the concept became open, like everything else in the culture, to irony and commercial opportunism. We can hold out the Traveling Wilburys as an artistically successful latter-day supergroup. You can't get any supergroupier than having Bob Dylan and a Beatle in your band. But Golden Smog's origin bands, like Jeff Tweedy's Wilco, Gary Louris' Jayhawks, and Craig Johnson's Soul Asylum, each individually started out as homage music to musicians and groups they admired. Wilco and the Jayhawks, for example, wouldn't have existed without Dylan or Graham Parsons or the band. Golden Smog music is often good, but it's also never strikingly original. Is it any wonder that one of the catchiest songs on this new album was originally commissioned, though never used, as a car commercial? That song, Corvette, is striking for its verve on an album of mostly mid-tempo ruminations. And its recurring lyric, "The dream is never over," is entirely fitting for a song meant to inspire you to achieve your dreams by buying a new car. But it's a rare bit of optimism in Golden Smog's Clouds of Melancholy. More typical is a song such as You Make It Easy, in which the singer says he can't imagine himself with any other lover other than the one he's addressing, even as the tone of his voice suggests that this may also be the most depressing notion he's ever had. Also, please note this layered, rather Traveling Wilbury-esque chorus.
I want you to understand. Yeah.
Although the 15 songs here fade off in quality along about number 12, Another Fine Day is another fine Golden Smog album. And like all Smog, Wilco, Jayhawks, and Soul Asylum albums before it, it also makes you want to pull down older music by the older musicians they remind you of for a hit of what inspired them.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Another Fine Day by the group Golden Smog. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
Where do I go? What do I see? See many people coming out.